Rooster Bat is where it's at. Oh, he's all that, and that's a fact, you know it. He's the king of the podcasting thing.
Hello, freaks and geeks. This is David Kadena, and today on the show, we have the one, the only, Rob from Fat, Drunk, and Stupid, the wonderful podcast about nothing, very similar to ours, except for way more better. Hey, Rob, how you doing today?
Pretty good, man. How's it going?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. So, you know, we're just getting into it. We're talking about a lot of different things. You know, we like to start our show every week with, you know, how our week's been going, what's good in our week. So you want to go ahead and get us kicked off?
Sure. This week is good because I'm off work tomorrow, number one. Number two, Saturday's my birthday. Three, Sunday is the birthday of the podcast, Fat, Drunk, and Stupid. And then Monday I'm off work again because it's Labor Day. Oh, so it's like, that's the highlight of this week so far, because the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday has just been me working all day. So it's been pretty good. So
yeah, well, I'm happy early birthday.
Thank you.
And happy anniversary to your podcast. That's pretty awesome.
Thank you.
For us, you know, we just got back from the zoo. We went down to San Diego and we did 2 days over in the San Diego Zoo, and we probably walked maybe 30 miles because it's awful. Yeah. And the second day we decided to rent some buggies, some motorized buggies, and take those, and it was a lot of fun, man. We had some really cool people that were like totally against my kids having buggies and said that we're raising lazy children. Other than that, we had a great time. I haven't worked at all this week, so.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know, you just have to have fun, make fun of everything, and everything will work its way out, right?
Or you do, especially during the COVID times. I mean, you got to do, like I said, we have a three-year-old, so, you know, we try to do the best we can. Her birthday was a couple weeks ago, so we did like just a pizza with my wife's parents, and my wife made a unicorn cake. This thing was gigantic. It looked like the Sphinx, and it had and it had like the horn and everything. Like, she worked really hard on this thing, right?
Yeah,
it looked really good, and so she put it on the table, and our daughter was like, you know, unicorn, and then we go to cut it, and she starts freaking out because, you know, so we had to turn it so she could like pet the head, and then we were just cutting off the back end.
Oh, that's
keep her distracted with the head. Man, it was weird. Yeah, we didn't know she would react that way, but she, I mean,
yeah, no, you can't kill the unicorn, man. You know, like, they're sacred.
She was like, no.
Oh, like, that's too funny, man.
What are we gonna do? So probably should have made a prop cake, like a play cake, and then eaten cake, I guess. But yeah, that was fun. But yeah, we haven't really been anywhere. Usually we go camping. We have a camper trailer, so usually we'll go camping and stuff. But we haven't really done that either because of the COVID stuff. So we've just kind of been hanging at home.
Yeah, for us, you know, we've been on that quarantine, don't do anything, and we needed that break. We needed that little vacation time, because sometimes that sanity, you got to take care of that too.
Oh yeah, you do. I mean, it's like,
I mean, we're not going and taking off our mask. We wore a mask the whole time. We made sure we maintained the 6-foot distancing and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Unlike our senator,
unlike most of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You ready for mics?
No.
Okay. Our senator just got busted going to a salon, not wearing a mask or anything like that.
No. Oh, Pelosi.
Yeah.
At San Francisco. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. So, I don't know. The people here were, they did a mask ordinance and people were protesting it, you know, whatever reason. But we just decided to stay at home. Like, we don't really need to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And excuse me. So we just didn't really want to risk it, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, why put yourself or anybody else at risk, especially when you got a little baby at home, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it's been nice though. But like you said, we bought a, we did get an above ground pool back in June.
Because
we weren't going to be going anywhere. And I'm like, well, you know, we were thinking, well, really, she really needs, you know, something to do.
Yeah. Activities.
Yeah. So we got that and it was hard to find one. Actually, they were selling out all over the place. So we found one.
We found that like almost every little like treadmill's gone, bike's gone, everything.
Art. Yeah. Everything, like I knit. I couldn't knit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like flour. People were baking, video game consoles are hard to find. I know they still are. Cause you know, people were looking for them and, yeah, it was crazy, but the above ground pool was a lifesaver. I mean, just take her out there and let her just swim and splash around and tire herself out. I think that was the big, the biggest thing. But we've also enjoyed it too. I mean, that's part of the plan is, Saturday we're taking her over to the grandparents and then we're going to go back home and, get in the pool and just hang out, just my wife and I. So that'd be nice.
Heck yeah.
Like a little stay at home date night.
Mm-hmm.
Those are awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did that, couple weekends ago was our first date anniversary. So the kiddo went over to the grandparents and we picked up some food and my wife bought a bunch of wine from Sam's Club and they delivered it.
Oh, really?
Right on.
Yeah. Through Instacart is this thing that you get your groceries delivered.
Yeah. It's kind of like Postmates or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Similar to that. They shop at Costco for you.
Yep. So we actually ate and we had a wine tasting and we played Rock Band, her and I.
That's so good.
Yeah, that's what we did. And then we slept in the next day and, you know, so yeah. I mean, you gotta do stuff like that.
You have to, because it's rough staying home all the time, even for introverts like me. But we've been doing something similar. We'll have lunch dates because our littles are not so little. They're teenagers, so they enjoy alone time sometimes.
Teenagers also like to sleep in.
They also like to ignore their parents completely. Sometimes it's like they're not even here. But we'll do lunch dates and eat in our car. And that's been fun.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to kind of figure it out as you go, I guess.
Jess, do you have anything cool that you want to talk about this week?
Like good news for this week?
Yep.
We installed our gas line. That was pretty cool. That was good.
We have an outdoor barbecue. Ooh. And we had a trench. You have to trench 24 inches down. And then we had to drag it out because our gas line, we're getting new cement put in. Mm. And so we had to put a permanent gas line underground.
Because we use natural gas on the grill.
And it was a lot of fun. We only had to go to Home Depot four times.
That's the worst part of DIY projects is the runs to Home Depot.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Like, anything like that is multiple trips.
Yeah. You're like, what did I forget this time?
Each trip makes you more mad. And then between some of those trips, you also like, well, since we're out, might as well go get some tamales.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yep. I did that. I replaced the toilet and I fixed the washing machine. I felt like a real hero because the washer.
You fix the washer. End of story. You're a hero.
Yeah.
Well, it was my fault that it messed up because a rogue pull up diaper ended up in the laundry,
We have all been there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So because she wears them at night, you know, still. So yeah. So I opened up the door, and I was like, oh.
Did it have like those little bead things that puff up real big? Yes, they're so bad.
Those are awful.
So we have this like front loader machine. So my wife Googled it and she's like, oh, it's this little thing under there. You just.
The very bottom.
Well, the problem is you had to take the back off, but the thing was on the front of the washer. So I had my arm. And I'm not a small guy. So I was like, I had my arm under the drum, like trying to fish this thing out, you know? So I finally. Get it fixed, and I was, you know, and I'm like covered in like water and everything, and I'm like, yes, I did it, you know,
success,
you know.
That thing pours out too, like it's not just a little water in there. You've got to have a bucket ready.
I know.
Ours is terrible.
Do you have yours elevated? Like, is it on a box? It's on the ground.
No. Ours is on the ground too.
Ours is on the ground. That makes it way worse.
I don't think I'll ever buy another front loader.
No,
those things are huge too, because
they are.
I mean, the problem is most houses where the washer and dryers go, it's not deep enough for these front loading washing machines.
No, not
like
at all.
Ours sticks out like quite a bit. So it's just one of those deals. But
yeah,
I feel like a hero for doing that.
Like, well, I mean,
for the COVID time.
It seems like COVID has helped me create more home improvement things that I didn't know I had.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had so There's much in our garage that we're planning to do over like the last 8 years that just sat in the garage and we completed those.
Yeah.
So then we came up with new ones. Mm-hmm. We painted the whole house.
Yeah, there's paint on the window.
Yeah, I painted the window. We don't need to talk about that part. Yeah.
I was the first one to notice.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you guys didn't notice when I screamed, oh shit, so.
that was our next, that was our plan for this summer was a garage sale, but we now are leaning towards more loading it up and taking it to like DAV or something and just dropping it off.
Oh, yeah.
We hired a hauler. We're like, come pick up our crap.
Yeah. The main thing we have, of course, is stuff that our daughter's grown out of and old toys and stuff. That takes it the most. Because, you know, kids don't stay in anything very long. So
we've got a bunch of stuff. Like, no matter how you don't feed them and they still grow. And it's like, stop.
I think even like in March to now, I mean, she's like two shoe sizes bigger.
Somehow. Oh, man.
Crazy.
So. They will sprout and then they'll stop for a second and then just continue sprouting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Books don't work. Heavy books do not work.
Yeah, yeah. You could put, give them a pack of smokes. Nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
They're just. It's crazy. It's crazy because we were looking at pictures from like February.
Yeah.
And she looks so much younger than she does now, like so much smaller. I guess it's weird, but yeah.
It's true.
It's crazy. But she's at that age now where. She's just her own person already, you know.
Okay, I feel like we just went entirely off topic. We asked Mom what her favorite thing about the week was, and then we started talking about home improvement.
It happens.
Because when you complete something, there's like this...
The sense of adventure of completion.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And now it's my turn to talk about.
Okay, what do you have good to talk about this week?
I got two stuffed animals.
You sure did.
Okay.
Mine's very easy.
Yeah, I like it. That makes sense. So, going back to home improvement. So, Rob, my son and I, we were having this conversation this week. It was about if you could bring one military weapon. Now, I know you're a vet. If you could bring one military weapon back in time, all right, and it has the full ammo, it has unlimited ammo, it has unlimited everything, but you're bringing this back in time.
From the past or to the past?
No, yeah, you're bringing it. You're bringing whatever current weapon
to the past.
What weapon would it be? Hmm. And then what era would you bring it to?
I would probably say the M4, definitely.
That's my favorite.
And I'll tell you why. Okay. Because when I was in the Army, I had the privilege, and it is a privilege, to fire and shoot like all kinds of different guns, right?
Yeah.
The M4 is such a game changer because it's incredibly accurate. Mm-hmm. It fires one round at a time, which a lot of weapons don't.
Yeah.
And that was a big, big game changer. But to put...
Bird is loud. Sorry,
is that a bird?
That.
Yeah.
We
have a ringneck parrot.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
He probably likes M4s too.
Yeah. That's probably his favorite weapon.
But it's such a good, I mean, it's such an all around great weapon. It's accurate.
Yeah.
And you can, if you know what you're doing with it and you're trained with it and you can fire it properly, I mean, you really have an advantage over most any era, in my opinion.
I agree. That's my favorite too, so.
But I'm also very partial to the 240 Bravo because I was a 240
Bravo. I was a 240 Bravo as well.
I was a 240 Bravo gunner, and so
actually know it. I was I was the AG. I was in security forces for Air Force.
Okay.
So nice. Yeah, Chair Force, whatever. See, that's why my chair is right here for Chair Force. Chair Force.
Yeah, I was a 240 gunner. In my first tour in Iraq, I was a 240 gunner, and I think that's the best job in the Army, in my opinion.
Yeah,
but
the 240 is an amazing weapon. A lot of people don't really understand how the saw and everything works, but that thing is phenomenal. Somebody in the chat just said a gal 8 slash A Avenger, and he would take it to the Revolution. So which era would you take your M4?
I think if you took an M4 to any era, I mean, if you took it to the Civil War era or the Revolutionary War era, I mean, you would have an upper hand on everybody because you could fire, you know, accurately at longer range.
Yeah.
They might come after you for witchcraft still, though.
Yeah. No, you still get that witchcraft.
and not have to, you know, reload every time after every shot. That's a big deal. You know,
well, remember, this is an unlimited, so it's already a magical weapon. It's well, unlimited ammo. So it's movie rules on ammo.
You could, yeah. I mean,
so, yeah. Jimmy just said A10, which is what we both agreed. A10 Warthog, bring in that George Washington's rule. you end the war.
Yeah, I love A10 Warthogs when I've seen those in action.
Yeah,
and the sound they make. When they rip that gun, man, it is unreal.
Yeah,
it's a fantastic piece of machinery. Love it
very much. So that plane is so fast, and the ability that it has to turn on a dime is unreal. Yeah. The pilots that do that, like when the first A-10 came out, they were said that it was so clunky, like they couldn't turn it and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Whatever adjustments they made on that thing is completely. Crazy, like they made that thing turn. It's outstanding,
and that's why it's still around. I mean, that's the thing is that they've talked about replacing it and phasing it out, and
yeah,
the pilots just are like, no, we don't want to lose this plane, you know. It's so
the,
good
the chat says brrr.
Yes.
Yep,
that is the sound, and
it does and then it's like
gone,
you know,
yeah,
gone, done.
A-10 Warthogs are probably like the one thing in the Air Force that everybody's like, oh, you're A-10? Oh, no, you're cool, dude. That and PJs. You know, PJs are probably the second thing in the Air Force that everybody's okay with.
Yeah.
Everything else is just Army related.
Yeah. we used the A-10s, did close air support for us multiple times in Iraq, actually. Those are sweet. And then of course in the Army, the Apaches are really good.
Mm-hmm.
Apache and the Kiowas, they have Kiowa Warriors and Kiowa Scouts. Those things are really nice. They're small, very maneuverable helicopters. Pretty neat.
Yeah.
I flew in Blackhawks quite a bit and flew in Chinooks quite a bit too.
Yeah. What Chinook are the things like we saw this weekend?
Like a bus.
We I can't remember. We saw this.
It's a thing that's like helicopter and plane.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember what it's called.
That was pretty cool.
Oh, was it that, Navy thing, the Osprey?
Yeah, yeah. That's the one. Osprey.
Yeah. It does a vertical takeoff. Yeah.
Yeah. It's their version of the Harrier replacement, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. But it's vertical because they can land it on a ship if they need to, and then they take it. Yeah.
Because the Harrier, if I remember correctly, they phased out the Harrier because of the difficulty to fly it. Most pilots couldn't. Most pilots didn't have the capability or the understanding of how to do that compared to F-16 or something of that nature. Mm-hmm. The V-22, I guess that's the technical name.
Mm.
So, Jimmy Stagger in the chat is like really knocking us into some history, man.
Jimmy's the man.
Yeah, he's got his facts. He's like, facts.
He's got a great show, by the way. Friday Night Music Party. It's an internet radio show he does.
Oh, right on. Yeah, our kiddos, or one of our kiddos, is really into history and like machinery history.
Yeah,
I'm into like just medieval history and like just random history.
Yeah,
can you imagine like King Arthur with an A-10? Oh
man,
yeah.
I mean, you could change a lot of things with those kinds of things.
Yeah, I mean, just imagine like. Alexander Hamilton, we've been talking about
a lot about it.
We've been watching that. I don't know if you've seen that show with Disney. Yeah, the Hamilton.
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, so we've been talking about this duel, you know, the duel with Aaron Burr and Hamilton. And imagine, like, if Hamilton had, like, just a Kevlar vest that is used today.
Yeah.
That musket would never even penetrate nothing. Like,
no.
It wouldn't even got close. And it would have been like a t-shirt on him. Compared to all the other stuff he was wearing.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
That, it was a big, you know, it's like World War One when Germany was marching to Belgium. Mm-hmm. Belgium still had, like, you know, forts and cannons, and they're on horseback.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And here comes Germany, you know, with their guns and their artillery. And they were like,
motorcycles.
Yeah. And they were like, hey, Germany's like, hey, why don't you go ahead and surrender? And the Belgian guy with his little feather helmet on is like, no. And like one round, they just blast this fort with smithereens. And the Belgian guy's like, okay, we give up. I mean,
yeah. check out this white flag, homie.
but they had, you know, they brought automatic weapons. They brought artillery, you know, and so that changed war quite a bit. So that was kind of a scenario like that where you have this technology that had never really been used before. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, he says the French had cavalry in World War One
got decimated.
Yeah, because these guys were still stuck in the Napoleon era, where war was very romanticized, where you had the big plumy feathers and the, you know, the sword charges, and then meanwhile, you know, Germany's got this technology where they can just mow people down.
You know, it's crazy, like, because the Gatling gun was the creation of the Gatling gun was in Civil War, but that technology really didn't get around. Like, the French didn't have it, you know, the most of other countries didn't have that type of technology. And then Germany comes in, and Germany just goes, I'm going to take that, but then I'm going to also put it into a single barrel, and I'm just going to make it faster.
It's like they made the, what's called the Paris gun. You ever hear about that?
I don't think I have.
No. It was this giant artillery gun. They loaded this thing in parts. Like all the way across.
Is that the one on the train that goes on the train?
It goes on a train. And when they set it up, the gun crew had to be 100 yards away and stuff cotton in their ears and open their mouth because when they shot it, the pressure would blow their eardrums out.
What?
And it was called a Paris gun because they could fire it into Paris. The thing shot like 8 miles or something crazy like that. And like literally nobody had ever even dreamed of this before. You know,
talking about the mouse. The mouse was the biggest tank in creation, I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just like, why? Like,
when Germany, that rolled in.
I know that's World War II.
What is that?
Yeah. You know, like, the Germans had some amazing scientists. We'll just give them that. They had some amazing scientists. They had a lunatic.
Yeah. That's true. But they devoted all their efforts, all their industry was towards stuff like that. Like in World War II, the tanks that the USA had were called Purple Heart boxes.
Yeah.
Because they would fire at a panzer and the round would just ricochet off of it.
Yeah.
And then one panzer round would go through one of our tanks.
Yeah, without any issue. It's just knife like butter. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It was crazy. I mean, so that kind of technology is just wild. But, you know, M4 might have changed some things, though, or 240 might have did some things.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're still around, like the 50 cal. I mean, that's been around. It's been around for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the M2. I mean, that's been around forever. And that's fun to shoot, too.
Even if the Revolutionary War had, let's just say a Model 7, you know, it would be a world of difference. Their scout snipers would be crazy accurate.
Yeah. I mean, things changed when the repeating rifle came around.
Yeah.
You know, that was a big deal.
Have you ever been to the Winchester Mystery House? Sorry, I know we're getting off topic on that one.
Well, yeah. No, it's fine. I'll go ahead and you'll probably lose a bunch of questions when I tell you I've never been to California in my life.
Oh. Okay. So
interview
okay.
over.
Well, hey,
we haven't been.
It was really nice talking to you, Rob, with the Fat, Drunk, and Stupid podcast.
After now, we're going to talk about California after these messages.
We don't travel that often either, so I've just never been California.
We actually were going to go, but COVID.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I hope you still get to go.
Well, we're planning on camping across the way.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh my gosh.
Because my wife has a family in Northern California.
Oh yeah,
like up around. She's gonna murder me because I can't remember. Never remember this place. The place up near where the old Bigfoot video was done.
Eureka.
Like, Eureka.
Well, yeah, kind of. I guess.
Jeez. Oh. Yeah. No. Up north, Jefferson area.
It's like up north. There was a fire up there a couple of years ago. That probably didn't
happen. Oh,
Sonoma?
No. I mean, there probably was a fire in Sonoma.
Basically, all of California has been on fire for like 5 years.
So
I know that sucks. That probably wasn't a good reference, but I know that it was near where her family lives. Like one fire a couple years ago.
Yeah, like there was 2 years ago.
Yeah, there was a big fire over there. Man, I am.
Is it coastal or off the coast?
I don't believe so. Hang on, let me see. Redding.
Redding. Yeah, Redding, California. Yeah. Okay.
I was close.
So no, yeah. Like 3 hours south of that is like San Jose, and they have this Winchester Mystery House, which is a house that was constantly built by Miss Winchester.
In order
to prevent her from getting the same type of thing her husband had.
She thought they were haunted by the ghost of
all the people that the weapon had killed. I've seen it on TV a couple times.
It is crazy because, like, she got, you know, she
doors to nowhere.
Yeah, there's a door that you can walk through it and it goes outside. You have another door,
the third story.
Yeah, you have stairs that go into the ceiling.
There's like, didn't like part of it fall apart too?
Earthquakes. She kept building on it. Like every day something had to be built on that property in order for her to prevent her from getting the same thing her husband got because some psychic told her.
But they have a museum underneath.
Yeah.
They have a museum from like pre-Civil War. Rifles.
But they got the repeating rifle and all that stuff, and it's really, really cool, man. Like,
oh, nice. Yeah. We were going to do, so a couple years ago, we were going to do a trip from here, and we live in Joplin, Missouri, which is in Southwest Missouri. We're going to drive across Kansas. We're going to stay in like Estes Park, Colorado. Then we were going to go up to Yellowstone and kind of swing through there and come back. Well, that ended up not happening.
Yeah.
And so then this year we were going to go out to visit their family up in Redding, and we were going to take our camper, and then the in-laws were going to take their camper, and we were going to camp and, you know, hit up some parks along the way and make like a 2-3 week trip out of it, you know?
Yeah.
And then COVID happened, unfortunately. It ruined everything.
COVID. COVID, you happen. Bastard.
You bastard. You got
you
me.
You bastard.
You got me. But now, I mean, we're definitely going to do it. And I think, you know, probably be better, like if our daughter was a little older, you know, when she, you know. And
yeah. Helped you with the, you know, her memorizing things, you know, like. It's like
kids don't really remember much from when we did things when they were toddlers.
Yeah, you take them to Disneyland when they're three. Yeah. They don't remember ever seeing Mickey.
No.
I do remember the Tower of Terror.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Now we figure once we get her completely housebroken and we get through COVID, you know, we can do something like that, hopefully. So,
and of course, giving her a pack of smokes to keep her small.
Yeah. And that way she can drive when it's her turn.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I can rest, you know. So yeah, but that's the plan. But I've never been, and they've been out there quite a bit.
Bullet in the whiskey in the bottle and be all right.
Of course, yes. Yeah. My in-laws went to the Rose Parade a couple of years ago. That was one of their big bucket list items.
That's cool.
They have some more family, I think, that lives in that area somewhere around there, like Pasadena or something. So yeah, they went and did that. But no, I've never been out there. But I would like to.
Yeah.
It seems cool. It seems like California's so weird. It's like,
it's super weird.
It's so big, but it's like a different ecosystem throughout each part of the state.
It really is. We have the desert, the coast, the valley where it's hot as hell.
Yeah.
And then Los Angeles is like its own entity, and everything's different. You go up north and it's a forest that rains all the time.
Yeah.
Over in the Redding area, you get a lot of rain.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful up there.
You guys are in Bakersfield?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're right in the middle of it. We're called the armpit of California. It smells like it, too.
How come Bakersfield gets a bad rap? I've always liked Bakersfield because of Buck Owens. I always thought that
was
cool.
Yes, that's right. Merle Haggard. Yeah. right on.
Yeah.
It's got, like, a lot of the worst plays is, too.
Yeah, we are always a top list of all the worst things. So, like, worst education, worst air. We have the worst air in, I think, all of the United States. Huh. Because we have so many cows.
Raise a child.
Yeah, I think it's a great
worst
place
for education.
Worst place to be. I don't know. It's weird. I've seen like movies and TV shows like make jokes on Bakersfield.
Yes, oh, yeah. They do. They always depict us as like country bumpkins. Oh, like
I always go.
It's a little more city than the TV shows.
What's that movie with Tom Hanks and he's lost on an island?
Wilson?
Castaway?
Castaway. Okay. The only reference to Bakersfield that you need to know is from that movie, all right, where a porta potty shows up. And that's part of his raft. And it says Bakersfield, California on there. That's literally all you need to know about Bakersfield is we're good at porta potties.
That's not true at all. We're agriculture town, so we have a lot of farms and fields city in the middle of it.
We're agriculture and oil. Mm-hmm. Those are our two leading industries over here. Mm-hmm. And rednecks. We definitely have a high concentrated redneck California.
Not like the good kind, like the bad kind.
Yeah.
Joe versus the volcano. I'm not sure of the reference.
Is that a Bakersfield thing?
I don't know.
I haven't seen that movie in forever.
Yeah. Somebody in the chat just said Joe versus. Yeah.
That is an old Tom Hanks movie where he's like an office guy and decides to go to this island or something and sacrifice himself or something. I haven't seen it. It's like 80s Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it forever. I don't remember.
Yeah.
What is that? Castaway.
Pre-Castaway?
Looks like a
that would be pre-Castaway.
It's on a sailboat.
It's an 80s movie.
But is there a porta potty with Bakersfield on it?
I don't know. We will watch it.
Well, I know what we're doing this weekend.
The only other Bakersfield reference I know is Kevin Harvick because he's from Bakersfield.
Oh, that's true. He's Bakersfield's driver.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it. That's all my reference there.
That's pretty accurate, actually.
So Jimmy was saying that he thought referencing Tom Hanks and Joe versus the volcano in Castaway.
Because he's also stranded out in the ocean.
Because first off, we know that if you ever want to go traveling, you do not travel with Tom Hanks. Never travel with him. You're guaranteed to have something bad happen. Look, he's not a good pilot. He's not a good boat captain. He's not...
He's a great pilot in that one movie I just watched.
Captain Phillips?
Yeah. Is that it?
What happened to the plane?
No, Sully. No,
Sully. Yeah.
Sully. He saved it.
Captain Phillips is the boat pilot, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's when the Somalis take over.
So in Sully, he gets hits with a bird, both engines fail. I mean, he lands in the river.
In the
Hudson. Yeah, but see, with Sully, that's a true story. That's not Tom Hanks' fault.
I know, but still Tom Hanks playing.
I don't see Tom Hanks as Tom Hanks. I always see him as Forrest Gump, but that's my favorite.
Don't travel with him.
Forrest Gump is such a good movie.
It really is.
I remember seeing the movie in the theater with my parents. Yeah. I remember seeing that. Yeah.
It was crazy. 1993, I was at my grandma's house sitting on the floor.
93? Did it come out in 93?
I think 91, 92.
Jimmy Stagger just pointed out in Big Bang Theory, there was an episode called Bakersfield Expedition where...
They came to a crappy Comic-Con, right?
They were supposed to come to the Bakersfield Comic-Con, all right? And they get all dressed up in their gear, okay? They got their Klingon stuff and everything's all set up. Mm-hmm. They get out of the car and their car gets stolen
in Bakersfield, of course.
That's accurate.
On the outskirts of Bakersfield, but it's Bakersfield-esque related.
The mean streets of Bakersfield.
Yeah.
Oh man, I do remember episode. That episode cracks me up.
We watched it maybe 4 weeks ago.
So HBO Max got all of the Big Bang Theory episodes, and I've been just trying to cut through them because it's $15 a month. I don't want to keep paying that bill.
That's the only thing you watch on there.
Yeah,
I've never watched any Big Bang Theory actually.
It doesn't age well, and it's not that old.
Yeah,
but it's very bad.
Yeah, it really doesn't. Still love it. It doesn't age at all. It really doesn't. So let's get into your podcast, man. So you've been podcasting. It's going to be a year this weekend.
Sunday, it'll be a year,
and then. You know, we were talking in the pre-show about like you getting into podcasting, but what actually set you down this path? What made you decide, you know what? I'm going to make my voice be heard by ones, and then have them multiply. Dozens of people will definitely hear my voice.
I have three people who download my podcast on 10 different devices each. Keep my numbers up. No, I was a big fan. I was a big fan of podcasts. And then, like I said, I was like, maybe, and I could do that. You know, it just seems fun. Like for no other reason, just seems like something fun to do. And then the more I looked into it, I realized you don't really need really that much to even do it if you want to do it. So, you know, once I did the first episode, and then I did the second episode, which was me and two of my buddies. We were just sitting around hanging out at the house drinking, like usual. And we were just kind of goofing off, and we were sitting at my dining room table, and I was like, hey, I'll be right back. So I run and get the microphone, and I had an iPad then that I used, and I plugged the microphone in, and I just set it, and I hit record. And I was like, okay, whatever we were talking about. So then that was the second episode, which probably just sounds like incoherent babbling, but, you know, but I was like, well, hey, whatever. You know, this is kind of the idea that I had, was to be able just to kind of sit and just kind of shoot the breeze with people. As the podcast went on, I had gotten some guests occasionally.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was like, okay, well, this is kind of cool. You know, like talking to people that I don't know personally, you know, obviously. And then I did some solo episodes, and I was like, oh, this is really, I like doing this. The first solo episode I did, was you know, I had to kind of take my time and think about it, because you think it'd be easy just to talk for an hour by yourself, but it's really not.
It's not.
And so I did some notes, like not a script, but I did some notes, you know, and I knew, kind of had an idea what I wanted to talk about, and kind of went from there. And so that was kind of, you know, it's personal enjoyment for me. Like I said, I enjoy doing it. And one thing that I learned is you don't have to try to satisfy everybody, you know, because it's never going to work.
No.
And that's important to remember just in life.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in general, I mean, because I did an episode, and you may find this surprising, but I did this Memorial Day episode.
Yeah. That's one I just recently listened to.
So I hate that episode. I hate it. I hate it with a passion. You know why?
No.
Because I didn't get to, there was two things I really, really wanted to talk about. But I didn't, because I read all these other people's movie mentions and shit instead.
Yeah.
And so when I got done, I was like, I don't like that. Like, to me, that seemed very lazy for me. And it's not like it's a super big deal. It's just one of those deals where, to me, I wanted to talk about Black Hawk Down and the importance of that book to me in that movie. And I want to talk about these two other books that were written by my battalion sergeant major when we were in Kuwait and Iraq, that talked about events that happened while we were there. And like right at the very end, I kind of mentioned those things, you know, but I said, you know what? I want to talk about what I want to talk about. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have to be driven by what other people want me to say.
It's hard to step out of that box.
Yeah. So, but I didn't take it down, but I learned from it. You know, and I was like, well, you know what? I'm not going to do that again, because it literally was me for 40 minutes just reading off people's names, like, you know, like, oh, at, you know, Mexican Candy 420 said Saving Private Ryan. Okay, here's your shout out, man. You know, and that's kind of what it was, right? And
yeah,
and so I'm like, well, that's kind of weird. I don't know, you know, it just wasn't fulfilling for me, and that's the reason why I do podcasting, is because, to me, it's personally fulfilling and it's enjoying, mm-hmm. you know, and you enjoy it. I think if you don't enjoy it, just like anything else, you know, any other hobby you have, if you don't enjoy it, you're not going to be doing it.
Exactly.
You know, like I play guitar as a hobby. I love playing guitar. If I didn't like playing guitar, I wouldn't, you know, because there's no other reason for me to do it other than just personal enjoyment. And also there's, you know, the veteran stuff, there's the mental health stuff I've talked about before, mm-hmm. that I talk about. I did an episode where I talked about the police stuff, after George Floyd was killed and all that was going on. Mm-hmm. And that got like a ton of feedback. I didn't expect that at all. You know, people still message me about that. But I was just being honest. I was sharing a personal experience from when I was a police officer. I was a police officer for 9 years. And so I was like, well, here's my experience when I was a cop. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I put out a disclaimer. I've worked for 3 departments in 2 states, Virginia and Missouri. I can't speak for NYPD. I can't speak for LAPD.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's like to be in Denver or any of these other places, but I just try to give an honest, you know, based on personal experience kind of thing, you know? And that was kind of cool to me because then I realized, oh, I can talk about heavier stuff or I can, you know, be funny and talk about this, some goofy stuff or whatever the case may be. And I think that's the beauty of it is that you can do that, you know, and if it's fulfilling to you, then you can do it.
It's easy to talk about the things that you feel like you're strong in.
Yeah. I mean, stuff that you know, stuff that you like. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's why I didn't want to be stuck in one topic.
Yeah,
I love music and guitars, and I love books, comics, movies. You know, all kinds of stuff. You know,
yeah, you're the variety show. You know, yeah, exactly. But, like that was my thing. Is like when I wanted to start this podcast, I was like, okay, what do we want to focus on? And we're like,
yeah, we weren't supposed to be on here at all. It's just going to be you.
Yeah, it was going to be a one person show. Mm-hmm. And.
Then Abs jumped in.
What I found out is I don't like talking to myself. I like to have conversation. I like to be able to talk. I like to banter a little bit, you know, go back and forth a little bit, you know, and you can't do that when you're talking to yourself. You're like, and another thing, you're wrong.
That was the biggest challenge when I did that police episode.
Yeah.
I took 2 weeks to think about what I wanted to say, because I didn't want to just be like yelling into the microphone and just regurgitating what people already read for themselves. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's why I felt that, well, if I put some personal stuff into it, and I was kind of hesitant about it, cause I was like, well, I don't know if I want to be sharing all this stuff, you know, to all these people, they don't know who I am, but
yeah,
that's also kind of part of it's very freeing, I guess, to get that stuff off your chest to be able to share it.
Yes,
you know,
I agree,
and that's what I think, you know. So yeah, I mean, that's a very long answer for you, but sorry about that, but you know,
that was good. I like the emotion behind your drivenness.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I just think it's fun, and I think that, you know, like I said, I've learned some stuff. I actually did my army buddy Casey has done a couple episodes with me. He lives in Milwaukee. And one night we were going to do an episode and we couldn't, the internet was like not cooperating. It was pretty junky.
We understand.
Cox cable?
I don't know. This thing's changed names like 20 times. I don't know. I really couldn't tell you. I think it's like Sparklight or something stupid. Oh, okay. Like sounds like made up, you know?
Yeah.
So I said, hey, we'll just reconvene, you know, a couple of the end of the weekend or something. Cause it was like a Monday or Tuesday. So then I said, well, I'm already here. I'm ready to go. I'll just do a solo episode. So I hit record and I started talking. And I got about 35 minutes in. And then I just hit stop, delete, close the computer. And I was like, I'm done. I'm not doing this tonight. But number one, I wasn't really prepared for a solo episode. Yeah. Because you do have to prepare quite a bit if you're by yourself.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of, you know, it just wasn't anything special to it. I didn't feel like it was anything coming out that was of any real value of anybody. So I just scrapped it, you know, because I've seen a lot of other podcasts that say, hey, warning on this episode, it's not our best, you know, and we apologize, but it's just not very good.
Yeah.
And to me, I'm like, why even put that out there? Mm-hmm. Just do it again.
Only put out your best work.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, that's the thing is like, you don't have to feel, some people do. Mm-hmm. But don't feel so obligated to where it stresses you out about it, you know, because I did an interview with a guest and afterwards I messaged them and I said, look, I don't think that went very well on my end.
I make a lot of content that I don't like. But like whenever I post those things, it gets like 1,000 likes.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah.
So even if we don't like ourselves in that specific
thing. We're always gonna be a little harder on ourselves, and that's a given. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's fair. You know, but you're right. Like, you know, I will screen the episode afterwards, listen to it again.
And sometimes you come out shaking your head.
Yeah. I mean, we put out an episode every week. We do a live podcast. So like the requirements for us to put out a people should know that they're not getting the best here.
That's what I'd say. What do you want from me?
I don't understand how you haven't figured that out yet. Like, you know, you're coming to a live podcast where we're having technical issues. We're not doing, you know, everything
we're
is on the fly.
To talk in the mic.
Yeah.
It happens. I mean, I think too, you know, with COVID, COVID, so many people had to use remote stuff, mm-hmm. you know, on a ton of different podcasts. So, you know, that happens quite a bit. But one thing that I've decided too, and I've learned, is like when you're going to have a guest on your show, if you have a show that does guests, I'm like, I want to have a guest on that I'm interested in talking to them. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have someone on that I'm just going to, just for the sake of having a guest, because it doesn't always go very, you know, my show, much like yours, is very, you know, there's a couple like points or a couple questions or something like that, but mainly it's very open and very conversational. It kind of goes as it goes.
Yeah.
Not everybody operates that way.
It's hard to keep up with that if you're not a conversational type of person.
Right.
Yeah.
So your
background,
like, you know,
looks really green.
Dad's does, because he has green lights on.
I know. I just realized.
But no, you're 100% correct. Like if the person doesn't have a good feel and they're like, oh, you know, they lock up every time you have a conversation with them.
Yeah.
You know, I did one.
Sometimes where we do that ourselves. Yeah.
It's difficult to move along, and then mm-hmm. our episode becomes really, really short,
mm-hmm.
you know, but yeah,
you're, it does.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can say, well, just like that, well, what got you into podcasting? I just like it.
Yes.
And then it's that. And you're like, ooh, no.
It's like that.
You're measuring, like, do they want the short of it and want me to be quick? Or do they want to hear the actual?
Yeah. When I send out my little notes, like, hey, you know, let's feel free to vent and chat. You know, like, that's in there. I said, but just don't exceed 5 minutes, because I want to have a conversation with you. I don't want you to have the whole show. Like, I want to be able to converse.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't had anyone really like get like, you know, too alpha male on me or anything like that. Like where they're taking over the show.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I have had people go, well, so what got you into podcasting? Like, I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When we're talking Fifth Element type of conversation with Bruce Willis, you know, we're getting lost a little bit, buddy. Like, tell me, like, what's your podcast about? Oh, yeah. You know, it's about like what?
Yeah.
You know, it, like, all you can do is direct him as the host. You want to direct him in a conversation. Luckily, I have two other voices in here that can hold a conversation. You know,
yeah.
And
conversations, what's that?
it helps. It does help, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're, as a podcaster, you're going to talk to people. You're going to, you know, you know that, like, that's your job, you know, as even as a hobby, that's your job now. You're talking to people, you're getting recognized. I mean, how many times a day do we get in conversations that we get injected into conversations every day?
Like, you mean on Twitter. Like, you on Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah, all day.
Yeah. You know, the Twitterverse is outstanding. Like, you know,
I thank you for all the recommendations, by the way.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, what goes around comes around, man. That's the way I see it. Like,
yeah,
you know.
Oh yeah, definitely. You got to support to be supported. I learned that early on.
Mm-hmm.
When I got on Twitter, I got on Twitter at the end of April, and I only had two episodes. I did two episodes, like September and October, and then I kind of was didn't do anything. And then I said, you know, I'm going to make a Twitter and start doing episodes regularly.
Yeah.
And I had like, you know, 20 downloads or something at that point. And it was all people that I knew that my wife had put on her Facebook today. And then, because I don't have Facebook or anything.
Yeah.
And I mean, now, I mean, it's like, wow, people actually listen to this. Holy hell, this is crazy.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're good. I want to hear your.
Okay. But one thing I learned was that you're to support other people to be supported. Like that's really important, because there are some podcasts, I'm not going to name any names, but they kind of have the people will come to me mentality, but then they'll also tweet and say, why don't we have any listeners, or why don't we have any followers? And I've actually had people tweet me and message me, people I don't even know from Adam, other, and say, how do you have so many Twitter followers? And I'm like, I don't know. I just tweet with people. I just tweet with people. Number one, I'm really good looking. Number two,
I mean, that's a killer bot.
I have a bunch of Russian bots that follow me.
Yep.
You know, anybody with a name and like 40 numbers, that's all me. I'm like, yep, gotcha. Right.
Come over here.
No, but there's you know, when I first got on, I'll give a shout out to Cinematic Blind Spots, by the way. Those guys
just did their show finale.
Love those guys to death, man. But when I got on Twitter, they started following me like right off the bat. I don't know how, and I don't even know how they even saw me on there, but they were one of the first ones to retweet my stuff and to interact with me.
Right on.
And so that was a big deal. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I remember I was like a couple of weeks on Twitter, and I was mentioned in my first Follow Friday. I was mentioned in a Follow Friday list, and I was like, oh man, this is awesome. So then I just started, if I saw a podcast, and by the way, here's some inside information right here.
Oh.
Here's how you get people to follow you. You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm listening.
You follow them, you retweet their latest episode.
Mm-hmm.
99.9% of the time, they will follow you back.
Yeah.
100%. Because people do that to me.
So good for your SEO too.
And people do that to me quite a bit. Like your pin, by the way, have a pin tweet.
I have one every week.
Yeah. Your pin tweet's important, because nobody wants to dig through your timeline and look for your junk.
No, have a
pin tweet that either has all your links or your latest episode or something. That way, that's what people retweet. And that's like kind of like a podcast thing I've learned. Like they retweet your, and I'm like, okay, cool. And then I follow them back.
Yeah.
Done deal. And even like some of the bigger podcasts at the time, I was like, okay, whatever. I followed them, retweeted them. They follow me back. They hit me up with a message. Hey, man, thanks for the retweet. Appreciate it. What's your show about? Oh, it's just me kind of hanging out, talking, you know, whatever. And then it kind of goes from there. And then just from being on Twitter since then, I mean, I've not only have I connected with people, but I've made like real friendships with these people.
Yeah,
which is really cool. You know, because like me and you now are best friends for the rest of our lives.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I got an above ground pool over Missouri. I'm going to go to.
Oh, anytime. Got a patio, got a beer fridge. We're ready for
you.
But that's kind of like, it's almost like Twitter podcast etiquette, which is weird. There's like this whole like.
No, there's definitely some rules. I mean, you know, you and I are both in some group chats and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, they know when somebody's being shady, and that they'll put that person on blast and like, oof, all right, you don't want to do that. We're not going to do that. That's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
No. You know, you're like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I know that for like me, this Twitter, I don't think I've started that long ago, but, you know, and growth has been steadily going, man, like 3 or 4 new followers a day. You know, I follow back because I feel like there are some shady people when they'll follow you and unfollow you immediately after they follow them. It's like, all right, dude, whatever. Like that's the game you want to play. That's cool. You know, I'm just here to support. Like I want to support you, because the way I see it is, the world will always give back what you put into it. And as long as you're being supportive, people are going to be supportive back. And that's just the way it is.
Yeah. And the cool thing is too, is that me personally, like I'm a fan of you. Like I'm a fan of yours. I'm a fan of your show and what you guys do. And I'm a fan of these other podcasts. So, you know, when I retweet people or do like a follow Friday or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's like me, like I'm having like a fangirl moment. Kind of, it's yeah, so exactly. Cool because I, you know, like there's so many really, really good shows that you interact with. And it's just like everyday people really.
And you know? Like your wife also, man, your wife is like yes. Super awesome. You know,
so I conned her into a Twitter account.
Uh-huh.
I like it.
because I'm like, oh, I'm going to get on Twitter. And she's like, oh, I was like, well, you know, I mean, because she's on Facebook, but she uses that really for free marketing for her business.
Yeah.
You know, so she got on there and she was also not into podcasts until she got on Twitter. And then she started listening to some of these. And now, you know, I'll hear like podcast playing at random and I'm like, oh, I know who that is, you know, and I'm like, oh, it sounds like, you know.
Yeah. I noticed like on your podcast you do cold opens with other people's podcasts.
Yes. Yes, I do.
That is so cool.
Yeah, I do promos. If you get a promo, I'll play it for you.
No, I'm not very good at promos.
No, just do it. Be like, hey, is Rooster Bat Show listen to me or be stupid? I don't know.
I like it. Can we distill that one?
I know. Yeah, like,
I'll do it for you.
We were talking about
come find your ass. Yeah.
Follow me or
do it.
Get into the Forever Box.
Yeah, that was also something very cool. Is promo swaps.
Yeah.
Review swaps. People like doing that too. That's kind of cool too. But promo swaps are really cool. You know, and sometimes, like a couple weeks ago, I had taken like a week break. For no real reason whatsoever.
But those are the best ones.
Yeah. But I had a Ariel Dundas on. She's a stand-up comedian in New York. And I felt good about the episode. So I did like 5 podcast promos from other shows. Just loaded it down. Because I'm like, you know what? Screw it. I want all these people. I want their promos to be heard.
Yeah.
So yeah. So you hit play. And yeah. So I usually have at least one promo that starts the beginning of the episode and then like a little tiny guitar interlude and then I just start talking.
Yeah.
That's it. You know. Probably, you know, I've kicked around the idea of doing like a song, like just playing some more guitar and kind of doing it, but I try to keep that as simple as I can.
My intro and outro were done by the lead singer of Get Set Go.
Oh nice.
And you know, he's known for his music on Grey's Anatomy and stuff like that. He's done albums and stuff like that. Dude writes a song every day. Like he has like 350,000 songs. And when I was like, hey man, I'm looking at doing an intro for my thing. He's like, yeah, I got you, man. Like, you know, you're always like super cool. And you know, you know, he's a good friend. He's like knocked it out, dude. And
I think I like it more than you do.
Yeah, I love the show intro. It, you know, it's Rooster Bat.
I like it, man. I was kicking that around because I was like, well, I can just play like some guitar or something and record like a couple pieces.
Yeah.
To put in there. And then sometimes when I do an episode, I just don't even put anything in there. You hit play and you hear a podcast, a promo from another podcast. Then you just hear, hey, welcome to this week's episode of Fat, Drunk, and Stupid. And then it just goes, you know?
You know, that's not bad either, though. Like, you know, like, you, as long as people know what show they're listening to, that's why I always like to tell everybody that this is, what do we decide on? Just the slow, sober, and ignorant.
That's enough.
Yeah, I think that one was yours. Not mine.
I was like, you know, I was gonna open up the intro like, this is the slow, ignorant, and or the slow, sober, and ignorant show.
Yeah, yeah.
Slightly overweight or moderately overweight, sober and idiot.
Probably the highest compliment one of the highest compliments I got was a review that someone said, just listen to this. It's on Apple. it says like just listen to Fat, Drunk, and Stupid. And I don't know about fat or drunk, but the guy is definitely not stupid.
Aww.
And I was like, I mean, I'll take the compliment. That's a good compliment.
That is brilliant, man. Yeah. I like that. Thank you.
He could be fat. He could be drunk.
Could be both.
Definitely not that stupid.
Could be both. Could be both. You know, the people. I like when people will play my promo and they'll say, "We have a promo from Fat, Drunk, and Stupid." Like it's kind of weird for them to say those words together. Yeah. Which I just get a kick out of it because I'm just I don't know.
I love think it. It's kind of fun. You do seem not that drunk.
Yeah, you're not that drunk yet.
You're easy to have. You're a good drunk if you are.
No, I'm good. I've only had three beers. That's so not bad. I ain't even close. I had a beer with dinner. We had some sushi. I ate a metric shit ton of sushi. and then I've had like two beers so far. So yeah, that's another thing, man. I had one or two where I went like way overboard with the booze. And, yeah. You know, it kind of gets like things get a little glossy, like I'm trying to push a button, trying to figure out what to do.
So I really don't drink. And it's just a personal choice. There's no real reason.
Good.
You know,
that's good.
I used to drink all the time and I used to like have my checks cashed at the bar. It was bad. So I just, you know, quit drinking pretty much, you know, when I got together with my wife.
It's a good policy to have.
It really is. And you know, you would think it would save you money.
He's
really
a pretty giggly drunk too, so it gets awkward.
Here's the thing, is like you're like, oh, I didn't drink, I've been drinking 2 weeks, I saved a bunch of money, but then you go buy something else. So
yeah.
Or you find another wife takes your money, you know. So
that too.
I have expensive advice too, so there's that.
Yeah.
Or you start podcasting. So
you nailed it there.
You know, you're like, oh, I need this mixer board. I need this microphone. I need this stream deck. I need five screens.
You don't need five screens. You just like five screens.
I do like the five screens.
And they all came from other parts of the house. So it's like you're like scrap shopping.
Yeah. I mean,
through our stuff.
Guitar Center has my name now.
There you go. Yeah.
My hands are really cold.
The name of the podcast though was just me trying to figure out something kind of creative.
Yeah.
And I always liked that quote from Animal House, obviously. Bad, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son. And I always thought that was kind of funny. And so I was like, man, well maybe I could do that, you know, fat, drunk, and stupid, because it's kind of it's also kind of play on being content.
Yeah.
Like fat and happy or whatever, you know, just you know, and so and it wasn't really, it's not really like directed towards any certain topic. It's just kind of a thing. Cause I had someone ask me who's going to be on the show. They're like, look, I would love to be on the show, but I don't drink. And I said, well, you don't have to drink. It's not mandatory, you know, it's nothing, you know, nothing like that. So, but no, I think I like it because sometimes people go into it thinking it's going to be just like drunken bar banter, but then it ends up being actually coherent. So people are surprised.
what is this nonsense? I didn't sign up for this.
Jeez, this guy. Me with half a sip of a beer.
Yes. They say drunk. I disagree.
I want my money back.
So, So I saw your Twitter post about how well you love Carol Baskins.
Oh gosh,
I love trolling people on Twitter. It's so funny. People get all whipped into a frenzy.
It's like, Carol Baskins is on Dancing with the Stars.
God, look, I haven't watched that show because I don't really want to. Mm-hmm. The problem is those shows remind me of the people I dealt with when I was a cop, and I don't want to relive those people.
That's fair.
And so I just haven't really watched it, but people like that always get like celebrity, man, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, and then you read about all this horrible stuff these people have done and all this wackiness that these people have done.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like,
it's pretty bad. It's as bad as you imagine.
Yeah.
But surprisingly, it gets worse each time.
Like how? Like you're like, okay, we love a good train wreck, have definitely hit rock bottom in 2020 when Tiger King came out. That was rock bottom, and then it continued, like it, like the rock started rolling downhill.
And like collecting shit as it went.
I mean, I watch dumb stuff too. It's not a big deal, but
yeah,
no, I just was like, I saw that, and I was just like, whatever, because like my wife watches the Real Housewives shows.
Oh, they're all real.
Yeah, they're real. Yeah. So I always give her some stuff about that, you know, and it's just like women just like screaming at the top of their lungs for like an hour straight.
Not being a Karen whatsoever.
But that's kind of her, like her unwind, like mindless television.
Yeah. Thing. Mine is Criminal Minds.
Yeah. We're stuck on Criminal Minds right now.
I never watched Criminal Minds.
It's on Netflix. That's all.
I don't watch TV shows or movies. I just read.
I think we've gotten to the point where we are like, we've watched everything ever.
Yeah. That's the thing is there's a couple things we watch. Like we were just watching the new season of Lucifer. That's a good show.
We're watching that as well.
Also shows a lot of Los Angeles in it. We were talking about Los Angeles last night, actually. Mm-hmm. And like, Bosch on Amazon is really good.
So we watched the first two seasons on that one, and then it's a really good show. It's just not a my type of show. It's kind of hard to watch.
It is good. The problem is, I feel like if that's the season I'm talking about, like it got really slow. Like it was like super, super, super slow, where not much was happening. It kind of got in this thing where the first episode would be like bam, 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 and then you had 8 episodes of nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we fell off before the end of the season.
Yeah, it kind of seemed that way, but it's a good show though. And I've read several of the Michael Connelly novels, the Bosch books. They're really good. For me, my wife loves watching TV shows. She's watching like Vampire Diaries for the 12th time. I can't remember all the stuff she likes, but there's a couple things.
Are you looking
at
me weird because I breezed
right into the mic?
Like far away from the mic.
We have all of our microphones amplified, so you hear everything. We were like, before the show started, we started doing some ASMR, like just like opening up a soda can.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also apparently made crap spill noises.
She made a crap.
Mm-hmm. The mic picked it up nicely.
Yeah, it does. The microphone's amazing. But yeah, no, we've been watching a lot of shows. You know, COVID got you sitting down doing a whole lot of nothing. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you find
it's too hot right now. It's too hot to do anything.
I don't know what it is over Missouri, but we're like at 105 this weekend.
It's not 105 here, but it's been humid. I mean, it goes on this like run of about 45 days of just max humidity, and then it starts to chill out a little bit, you know, typically. But yeah, that was one thing about working from home. Is that I'm like, I ain't even going out. I'm not going outside. Why? Why would I go outside? It's hot as hell out there. I don't need to go out there for anything. I go take the trash out and come right back in. Yeah. I don't want to be out there. But yeah.
Sweet, man. So do you have anything to plug? You have new episodes coming out?
Well, I'm kicking off year two next week. So that'll be out on Tuesday morning.
Okay.
That'll be a solo episode. And I'm not real sure everything when I'm going to talk about that's, you know, but it'll probably be talk a little bit about year one. And, you know, I'll shout you out, of course, because this is still technically year one. So I was going to shout out all the shows that I guested on year one as well.
Yeah.
And I was going to do that. And then I had some stuff. I was like, oh, yep, year one, baby. Gotcha. So talk about that. And then. Just start that on next week. And then next week, I'm also on three other podcasts, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Okay.
So, looking forward to that.
yeah, that's exciting. I like it. And I'll be on with the Irish boys this weekend if they can get their stuff together. So we'll see.
All right. Where can everybody find you, man?
Find me on Twitter at FDS Podcast 7. And then also have a YouTube, Fat Drunk and Stupid. And then also on Twitch, but I don't remember the name of the Twitch thing, so I'll have to put that on my links.
I think it's Fat Drunk and Stupid Pod.
Fat Drunk and Stupid Pod, there you go. Yeah. See? but yeah, so that's it. I just have a Twitter. I kind of kicked around the Instagram idea, but I was like, nah, I'm good.
I have an Instagram.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
I'll tell you, like, Instagram does really kind of help you, like, get a face to the name, you know? Mm-hmm. There's some people that really can work Instagram. I'm not very good on Instagram. I have, like, but there are some people that do amazing on Instagram. So, yeah,
there are some podcasts that they say that they have a huge Instagram following, but on Twitter, they don't really, you know, so it's weird. I don't know.
I use my Instagram for mostly drawing.
Yeah.
But like I posted my first drawing today in months.
Cool.
So we're going to go ahead and end the show and just kind of stick around for a minute.
Okay.
I'm going to make mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom.